This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union foreign ministers on Monday pressed Israel for an eventual two-state solution with the Palestinians after the war in Gaza. At meetings with the top diplomats from the two sides and key Arab states in Brussels, the surprise Hamas attack on October 7th on Israel and the subsequent devastating military response from Israel has plunged the Middle East into fresh turmoil and sparked fears of a broader conflict. Dozens of family members of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament Monday, demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Holding up signs and yelling, "You won't sit here while they are dying there." A crowd of family members of the hostages interrupted a gathering of Israel's Knesset's Finance Committee on Monday. John Bolin, father of Israeli hostage in Gaza, Hirsch Goldberg Bolin, said that the relatives of the Israeli hostages want the government to bring back his son and others kidnapped by Hamas.
"We demand that the government do its part, bring a deal, get the deal done, and bring home the remaining hostages alive."
The protest showed the increasing pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has asserted to the Israeli public that pursuing the devastating offensive in Gaza is the only way to bring home the hostages. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
In Rafah, volunteers in one of the city's cemeteries are reopening old graves to find room to bury the dead. In a cemetery in the east of the city, a man watched as a team of volunteers laid to rest his slain granddaughter's niece and cousin before relatives were killed early Monday in Gaza. This is VOA News.